Chinese wildlife officials are touting the success of a major crackdown launched last month to try to stem the illegal trade of endangered species. Chinese authorities have teamed up with 64 different countries around the world as part of the crackdown. Meng Xianlin with the Chinese Forestry Bureau says they've managed to seize hundreds of tons of illegal animal parts in over 300 separate cases.
The crackdown is laid out internationally in a unified way, but specific tasks are organized and planned by the different countries themselves. A unified global action plan has been set up. An organization has also been set up in Bangkok for coordinating among the different countries. Four law enforcement networks from Southeast Asia, South Asia, Africa and Europe will coordinate countries within their own sphere.
Meng Xianlin says they're also using new techniques in their crackdown.
We have applied a new communication platform for customs enforcement and international police in order to share information. We are also working with new technology to help in our approach to the crackdown.
Chinese authorities have been actively trying to shut down the trade in illegal animal parts, launching a number of campaigns specifically connected to the ivory trade, which is threatening the extinction of wild elephant herds in Africa.